and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Boom! We are in and we are up and running, listeners, and welcome, of course, to another fantastic week ahead. I mean, wow, I'm loving the weeks, I'm loving how it's... we're in almost the full quarter of this year. Wow, it's just absolutely awesome. And I'm out and about today. Well, actually, I've been out and about all week, kind of on and off. But today I'm in a work shed environment. Yes, work shed environment. I'm out of the house. Deb is not with me. She's in. She's doing her stuff with her, I don't know, her clients and what she does every day. I mean, hey, who knows? But what I do know is she pays the bills. That's all that's important for sure. But yeah, I've had quite a really full-on interesting week where there's been a lot of amazing networking opportunities. And I'm going to say networking is so reshaping itself this year also. On with the authentic networking yesterday. Nobody's sharing details. Nobody's sharing, you know, websites. What we are sharing, though, is the desire to help each other, the desire to push each other through. And this is going to be the theme of where we are here today. You know, I've been really stoked. I mean, it's a little echoey here. We're in this... It's fantastic. The acoustics are bouncing off the walls. I mean, that's how it is. Take it or leave it. Do you know what I mean? That's what's great when you're out and about. That's what's great when you can mix it up for sure. I mean, I am missing my girl with me today. Do you know what I mean? I haven't seen much of Deb this week. But hey, she says we've got to cook dinner tonight. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it's like for you guys, but a Sunday, or should I say a Thursday roast is pretty special when it's not on a Sunday, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's really cool. So I want to jump in today, listeners, and get us going because, you know, we made a move. You know, me and Deb made a move last September, and it was quite a big move for us to go from what was like, I don't know, urban city almost, right out into the sticks. And, you know, we were actually driving to our home last night and thinking, wow, we are pretty much up there and out there. As I say, head torches are more of a priority than your mobile phone, do you know what I mean? But, you know, what I love also is there's this little kind of, I don't know whether I'm going to call it a large town, no, a small town or a large village, but right below me, about I don't know, 10 minutes on my bike and 5 minutes a car, we've got this beautiful place called Llandeilo. You try saying that. I mean, I'm Welsh speaking, I'm pretty cool, I can do this off my tongue, but, I mean, my Deb is still doing the Llandeilo thing, which is almost criminal when you're a Welsh person. But yeah, I'm in Llandeilo. Now, this is a beautiful village, kind of in kind of, I don't know, westy kind of Walesy thing. I may be wrong with that because I know my east, west, south, north, all that thing is all over the place with me. But what I have learned is that by spending time down here, there's such a tight community in two ways. Tight community in a way that you have to really get to know people. The know, like, trust you becomes a little, you have to put a little bit more work in order to get people to know, like, and trust you. But also what I love is how ingrained and open and loving and caring and welcoming people are here at Llandeilo. And the businesses, you know, are these small little, when I say small, let's be careful, listeners, not underestimating the turnover here, but they are businesses that kind of run, you know, sort of one or two business owners, small teams, but really are dedicated to, you know, feeding into the community. And this is what I'm loving about Llandeilo. But here's the thing, I found this place. I mean, it's called, you know, Space to Work. Yes, Space to Work. I was walking around town. I thought, what's up this side street? And here it was, Space to Work. I popped in and it's like, oh my word, shared workspace. There's like this little place that you could miss it if you didn't look, but man, I walked in, it's beautiful. And I'm here today, I've actually been on and off here working over the last couple of weeks, and I'm here today with the owner, Mark Bleasdale. Yes, Mark Bleasdale. Although that doesn't sound really that Welshy to me, do you know what I mean? But I'm here with Mark today, and Mark is one of the owners here, because it's a kind of power couple, husband and wife business, from what I can gather. So I asked Mark if he would come on today, and we could have a real deep dive into, you know, where the workspace is going, you know, what it looks like, because Everybody's been home, you know, in the COVID. There's been a lot of cabin fever, and listeners, I'm gonna be one of the first to say it's been a struggle for me. You know, cabin fever has just been awful. I just needed to get out, needed to be out of the home. One, to get me out of the fridge. I'm like a grazing cow. Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. My comfort eating got worse. I thought, I just got to get out, got to get out. And of course, finding this beautiful space to work has been a bonus for me. But I just to say, I want to deep dive into really what's happening. What is the future of workspace? What does it look like? And how are businesses, you know, managing to get people in? So I'm just going to give a quick round of applause and welcome in, listeners, this beautiful person, Mark Bleasdale. Let me get him in here. And Mark, thank you. Thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. It's been amazing. Now, you know, this it's a kind of, I don't know how to explain, but it's got so much character here. And you haven't squashed everything in. You've made plenty of room for people to come in and have workspace. You've certainly kept the character of the building. You know, it's raw, but yet great, soft at the same time. It's hard to explain, but, you know, what prompted you to sort of set up a space to work, a shared workspace here in Llandeilo?
I suppose there's a couple of factors. At my previous working life, I was a police officer.
Mm-hmm. So were you a police officer or part of the management team as a civilian?
No, I was a police officer.
So,
I mean, very briefly, Llandeilo is in the David Powys police area. Mm-hmm. I spent all my time working in that area. So I've worked in Pembrokeshire, Carmarthenshire and Powys, and we've lived in different bits of that as well, partly because of my career. And I was fortunate enough to get promoted a couple of times. So I finished as a chief inspector. Mm-hmm. But particularly the last 5 years of that, I was an elected official for the Police Federation.
Okay.
So I was representing police officers that were either facing some sort of disciplinary challenge, mm. But also others that were struggling with health or been involved in an accident or and because of your particular nature as a police officer, mm. you may get, there's a certain sort of, sometimes police officers are persecuted outside of work.
Oh, wow. So, yes, I've heard about that.
So I was representing police officers who are working in communities, mm-hmm. Like this. Right towards the end of that, then, for the last couple of years, I got elected to the National Board of the Police Federation. So wow. That is across England and Wales. Mm-hmm. And I was representing, the role title was Voice for Wales, so I was having to do quite a lot of media work.
Yeah.
But my workplace officially was Leatherhead, but I was told to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I had to then get used to this. This had never happened to me in my service. Police officers working from home, they don't, do they? They work, yeah. Mm-hmm. work from police stations.
Yeah,
I've been on CID, I've done uniform roles. You can't do any of that really from home. You've mm-hmm. got to be out and about. So, and part of that role was I needed to have a base in Cardiff to deal with the politicians in Cardiff. So I started to look at finding some office space in Cardiff. So if I needed to speak to an assembly member or somebody in the government, there was somewhere professional to go to, mm-hmm. to sit and have that conversation rather than just going to a cafe.
Yeah.
And where I could sit with my laptop and have a chat with people. So I had some idea of what that looked like in Cardiff, and there were some very big providers.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost literally as I'd found a price, we'd arranged somewhere, I got my desk for 5 days a month, and then the pandemic came.
Yeah.
So effectively, it saved us some money because we stopped that arrangement straight away. And then I worked from home with my wife and my daughter, three of us in the house for that first 6 months or
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And then once things started to open up again, and we could go back to our workplaces, of course, mine was still in the office, sort of still at home, mm-hmm. where I'd created my own little office. It wasn't particularly comfortable because I was in the little room in the house and we three of us had spread around. And we started to... but I was at that stage, I'm coming close to my retirement.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with my retirement? And I was, my other business interest is in sports massage therapy. So mm-hmm. I was working to keeping my skills up, doing the courses on that. And then I just happened to be walking around this town, still in a lockdown, with my daughter, walking the dogs. And we wandered past this place, which was for sale. And then my daughter had said, and I think they've reduced the price.
Yeah.
So anyway, so made some inquiries about it. And then she said, actually, people, that could be a hot desking place. Mm-hmm. Co-working, it's called. I've never heard of the phrase, co-working. So that's how it started. Did a little bit of work around it. We made an offer and took the place over. Mm-hmm. So this was an old accountant's office.
Oh, okay.
As it stood. Yeah. And we sort of thought, got some advice from some people as to what to do with the building, and decided that it really needed a bit of a regut and mm-hmm. refresh to get some modern technology in. So we have future-proofed it in that there's an Ethernet network around the building, etc., etc. So, but it actually took what we thought was a 6-week building project, took 18 months in the end. So actually we've only been open since last May.
Okay.
But the feeling that we got, and you know, I'd have to say, you know, this is from a partnership point of view of me and my wife, you're bound to have slightly different ideas, mm-hmm. but most of the time, because we'd spent quite a bit of time working from home, we sort of agreed to the environment that it was not like an office, so it hasn't got, you know, blue polythene carpets and ordinary desks. Mm-hmm. We tried to sort of support a lot of local businesses in what we've done here. So even the desks, you know, this is local wood that mm-hmm. our local traders put together. We had to buy the legs for it. And we've tried to get as much done as possible that's as local as possible. We tried to use local builders and traders to do it, just to get that feel that this is still Parkland either, rather than this is a nice smart office space where that's what I'm used to. So from that, you know, the first 9 months has been very interesting in terms of the different sorts of people we've had in here. We've probably had to sort of reframe what we thought it was about, you know, in terms of why do people come in here? Mm-hmm. We thought they'd be in at 9 o'clock and go home at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Actually, that doesn't suit everybody.
No.
We thought we'd have sort of people in here. I genuinely thought that people would come here 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But actually that doesn't, you know, I think most of the people that come here probably for a day at a time.
Yeah.
So they are still probably working from home mm-hmm. or the office environment. But this is a different environment to come to.
I find with the co-working environment, it breaks that cycle that you get caught up in home. You know, I've come here today, not necessarily to be crowded around people, but just to be more focused.
Yes.
Is why I've come here today. And you certainly have created that environment where you can come in and focus. You know, you have put a lot of added extras in here you don't generally see in a co-working environment. No. You know, you've got the big screens, you've got the table screens that you can just, I've hooked up to today.
Yeah.
There's the printers and you've got your meeting room. And, you know, and you have a beautiful setup downstairs in the kitchen area and free coffees and all day. You know, there's fruit and all kinds of stuff. You have. Listeners, I have a slab of fruitcake.
Oh, lovely.
You know what I mean?
And well, that was the day there yesterday.
Yesterday I came in and I peeled a banana, I had, you know, a couple of cups of coffee and chocolate and things. You know, and, you know, it is, it's perfect and it really does fit in with the theme of what Llandeilo is.
Yes.
You know, you haven't changed it into this clinical environment. You've made it a homely environment. And everybody here is dead friendly.
Yeah.
You know, it is beautiful. And I see, you know, I spoke to you yesterday and you said, Paul, in the circumference of Llandeilo, there's 100 businesses.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, that is totally back-to-back businesses here.
Yeah.
I mean, you only got to drive around, you can see there's one business after another, after another, after another. Everything from, you know, all kinds of providers and all kinds of, retail here is pretty big, and your snacks areas, coffees, all these quaint little, you know, businesses are scattered right around this small village. And, you know, I see that this place should be a hub.
Yeah.
This place should be the heartbeat of where, you know, all those business individuals come and support each other. And you certainly have provided that space. Is that a direction that you want in, you know, this beautiful space to work to go? You know, I'm just looking at the bigger picture because, you know, you have your own ideas. And
I suppose, my own experience was when I, once the pandemic was allowing people to go back to work, although I was still working from home and I'd very occasionally go to Leatherhead, it would probably be once a fortnight, I was still gravitating back to my old colleagues. So I would drive to Carmarthen to go into that office environment, probably do less work than I would have done at home.
Okay.
But I just think from my own well-being point of view, it was just having a cup of tea with somebody in the office and just having a chat about the football or the rugby and then carrying on with some work. And what we saw here quite early on, it was really interesting in that there would be people, you know, and you have this sort of storming, norming dynamic, and that people would come to work and they would, you know, and what they do is they'll come in, they sit down, we show them what, give them a little bit of the tour, they sit down at their desk and then they scurry away there for a couple of hours. And then when it's time to get up for a cup of coffee, they might just bump into somebody downstairs and don't know each other. And it was just interesting to, not that we earwig every conversation, but listening to, there was just a sort of like a new person in work type conversation. You know, what do you do, where do you come from, all this, that and the other. And it was just giving, and I just from our point of view, I thought, actually, this is nice about the place. And it links to that a bit, you've mentioned it about community. So Llandilo is a relatively small community. People do travel in from outside Llandilo to come here because they use similar hubs in Annanford and in Carmarthen. And obviously we're quite happy that we're different to those, but that doesn't stop them using the others. But they seem to want to come here just because there is that sort of, it's relaxed, but you can get on with your work. So I think, yes, long term, that's what we really see is that there's, you know, around the corner there's the Bakers, but people see around the corner there's the co-working space. That's where people will go to work. That won't stop people still sitting in a coffee shop if they've got to go through, they're doing some of their academic work or they've got some work that they've got to do, but they prefer to do it with a bit of a hubbub of noise. The interesting bit, which I'll come on to in a little bit, is in this working environment, everybody's different in the way they work. So do you like to work with music in the background, or do you need complete silence, or do you actually need to stop and walk around every 30 minutes? And it's trying to, and I think we've found the sort of balance that allows everybody to do that. So it's not about, well, the reality is if you want to work in complete quiet, then this isn't the place for you, because it isn't, you know, it's alive at times, and that's what, and that's what I think sort of feeds a lot of human nature, is you need other humans to think, oh, actually, that's the reason I'm up, that's why I'm coming into
work. And I think there, Mark, you've hit the nail right on the head, as they say, is that the co-working environment has a different purpose now than what it may have had 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. The co-working environment now is a space where its priority is to bring people together to be able to talk, you know, about their business daily stories to each other, and have that sometimes, you know, obvious support system, sometimes an obvious support system, where we can come in, you know, into a trusted place. Because generally people who come into co-work environment are usually business people. There's some career-minded people that do share the space also that are dipping their toe into, you know, opening up their own businesses. And this is the place to sort of come and do that, where it's not just about coming in and having an efficient day at the keyboard, but also having an efficient day in conversation and meeting and pulling off people's experience. And that's what I'm seeing, you know, over the past 12 months, you know, definitely. I've seen where co-working environments have changed their philosophies and really what their values are about. It's not about just creating a space place. It's actually creating a conversational space and a space where they can come on designated days and say, okay, we're going to go there today because guess what? I'm going to talk to another business person that effectively is going through what I'm going through, because running a business is very lonely. It is lonely. I've said this many times, and it is. And the co-working space now has created that ability where we go there to have trusted conversations with individuals we wouldn't get to meet if this space wasn't provided. And that's what's so beautiful about it now, because, as I say, we're all working from home. We don't have those offices that we go to anymore where, you know, in that, I know there's all, that office building, there may have been other people, but I think the share is a very affordable way to have the board you can't afford.
Yes.
It's a pretty affordable way of doing that.
Yes,
now.
It is, yeah. And I think as well, I just think there's a value, and I don't know how you'd ever measure it, is just in dealing with your work-related stress or pressures.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in your big office and you had a meeting with someone, and then you'd come out of that and you would say, you'd then meet someone else, you'd say, that's a bit frustrating because that individual, have you ever noticed they always butt in on mm-hmm. conversations? And so what you've got here is you've got people doing those types of meetings and discussions remotely.
Yeah.
So you've got that type of thing going on. Well, once the meeting's finished, Teams goes off, you go downstairs, put a cup of coffee on, and you can have that conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Someone's a bit anonymous, really, and you're not breaking any confidentialities here because you're just saying, this is a bit of frustration I've got, and everybody has a bit of it. And you just sort of manage to diffuse that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're at home and you're sitting upstairs in your spare bedroom and you do that, you go downstairs, you've got no human to talk to.
That's so true.
To actually just... Yeah. Let that, and you've just said it, you said it in 30 seconds, and actually you processed it, and you say, well, I'm never going to change that individual, that's it. Or you're making a mental note, that has got to change, so I'm going to deal with that next time.
Yeah.
As actually, if you've got nobody else to share that with or bounce it off, even in an anonymous environment, then that's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think if quite subtly people are saying, actually, it's quite good for me to come into a place like this, because it just gives me a chance to talk to someone else. And as much as, and there's some other things like, well, so it's my lunch break, so I am going to go out and I'm going to buy a sandwich and I'm going to walk around for 20 minutes. You probably don't do that at home.
So, absolutely true. Hold that thought, because we're going to just jump in, listeners, for a quick commercial. And here's the thing. We're going to come back and we're going to really deep dive again, because one thing Mark does know is well-being. I'm getting that pretty quickly. And I'm from, you're a history of it from where you were in the forces and how you've brought that to the veins of the business here. So listeners, grab your pen and paper, because we're going to be back in about 90 seconds for sure after this quick commercial.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, happy days. We are back in, listeners. Of course, we have the lovely, the wonderful, the handsome, the ex-policeman of all policemen, Mark Bleasdale. He's with me today. We're in his workspace, and this is called Space to Work in Llandeilo. What is the street?
It's Bank Buildings.
Bank Buildings.
Which is just off the main street. So the history to that is that the this street, well, this particular premises, I think, was the old postmaster's house, because the post office is next door. And the only reason we think that is in the cellar is a what I call the safe. But when I brought a locksmith out to try and make a key for it, he said, that's not a safe, that's a vault, because you can walk around in it.
Oh, wow.
So I think this bit, so the street is known as Bank Buildings because that is where one of the banks, in inverted commas, was. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. So Bank Buildings, or Bank Building...
Bank Buildings.
Bank Buildings in Llandeilo.
Street.
Up in Llandeilo. And that's where we are. And, the reason also why I wanted to jump in and grab some time with Mark is because I just wanted to open the awareness of this amazing, co-working space to the village, to the area. And outside of the area also, there is, coming back to our conversation before the commercial, which was the added and the all-important well-being of running a business. Business owners think that they are just hardcore, I can do it on my own. Absolutely is not the case. And I say this to any, I will challenge anybody out there with a box, with a full boxing match with feather gloves, by the way. And, you cannot run a business on your own. It is not doable. Everybody has to have a support system in one shape or another. I have a beautiful wife, and, we both run businesses. And we both, yes, we share ideas, but I get there is also nothing more rewarding in sitting down with other support system, other business owners in venues outside of my home, and getting ideas from them, sharing what are my concerns about my business in those trusted environments. And, you've created that year. Was that a kind of back thought, though, or was like, no, actually, I want an environment where people can come and in a trusted place and they can share ideas and thoughts?
It probably wasn't a back thought because... But what you've said, I've experienced in other walks of life, you know, and simple things like I'm part of the local cricket club.
Mm-hmm.
We are always short of players every year. And yet, I'm aware that we don't go to other cricket clubs and say, how do you recruit more players? Because that's our business, with a little B, is to try and find more players. Mm-hmm. So we've got more players, more members, you get more money coming in in your own, to sustain your club. But even within sports clubs, they're really bad at sharing that information as to how do we do it. So rather than
a shame, though, eh?
Yeah. It is a pity. So why haven't those, for example, the league we're in, we've got two teams, but each team has got nine other teams. The 10 of us don't ever get together and say, look, we need to make this sound exciting, it's mm-hmm. great, it's fun. And then people from your own communities are more likely to come and say, I fancy a game of cricket and I'll come and play for you. So whether there's some mirror to mm-hmm. that from a business point of view as well, to actually say, yes, sometimes just get together just to talk about what your problems are.
And what are the habits then? Because let's face it, I'm new with Llandeilo, so I'm only 6 months in.
Yeah.
Virtually. So, you know, do you find that the business habits of the business people are very isolated and singular? Or do you find they're very supportive of each other? And, you know...
I suppose naive, only because I'm new to running a business in the town. But I've lived here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably all of the business owners all know each other
mm-hmm.
because they're right next door to each other. All on the, and perhaps if I'm particularly talking about retail now on the high street. And I suppose an observation is that yes, it is to a certain extent it is a competition mm-hmm. because you're trying to make your business as successful as it can. And you touched on it earlier that must be a lonely existence.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Because you've got to get on with it mm-hmm. and you've got to satisfy your bank manager or whatever, or your landlord.
And you live your life guessing, Mark.
Yeah.
You live your life guessing and assuming how the other businesses are doing.
Yes.
And social media, I'm going to put this in here so we can add this in. Social media creates life envy, business envy, money envy, and all these things. So everybody is tapping into everybody else's social media to guess how that business is doing. When effectively, you know, you could be creating an environment here where they can come and support each other's business, even in the same you know, genre.
Yeah. I mean, Kath, my wife, has started up some networking events. So mm-hmm. once a month here, local businesses come and we have a network. Well, they're probably more entrepreneurs, actually, the individuals.
It's a great event.
Maybe a lot of them aren't actually local businesses, mm-hmm. but they are people trying to run businesses. And each time there'll be a speaker and a theme.
Yeah.
And it just gives a chance to throw some ideas around. Mm-hmm. And I think already people have found, actually, the thing, you know, when you talk about relatively specialised subjects like how do you use social media?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably been good for them to realise, well, actually, it's not just me that's struggling with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually to come up with some ideas. So I think that can certainly be developed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't had anything for retail trade. It's probably quite a good idea to actually try and get some people in for some type of event to see what they want.
Let's put this out there, Mark. So here we are. Of course, we're in Llandeilo. We're in Space to Work, and we're saying that. Do you know what? Let's get a mastermind. We got a 100 business people here. 100 business people in Llandeilo that one needs the support of Llandeilo. Llandeilo needs the support of the community in Llandeilo, and needs the support of the geographical surrounding area for all those businesses to thrive. You know, I've seen many high streets become ghost towns.
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying that's where we are at Llandeilo, but I've seen it.
You see, Llandeilo is proud of the fact that they are all independent traders.
Mm-hmm.
There are no there's no Debenhams
and that
street has got there are no national companies here. They're all independent traders. So that's got a strength.
But risk also.
Yes.
Let's not hide behind the fact that it does have risk. And to keep a town, a village, with that kind of integrity of remaining independent, and it's a beautiful strength to have. You have to have a heart. You have to have a hub where all of those people get together and work together to support each other. Even same business, same genre, support each other in how they remain independent as a broadband of business owners also.
Yeah.
So important, because I've seen, I've been fortunate to do a lot of traveling over, all over the world, and seeing where high streets have become ghost towns, and have tried to pride themselves on remaining individual, but become too isolated in conversations and support system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about Space to Work Here. It can provide that.
Yeah.
It can provide where, let's get together, people. Let's have a mastermind. Let's have a regular get together,
yeah,
and strategize the future of our Clan Dailo is going to remain strengthful in its ability to trade,
yeah,
as independent, trading business people. That's and again, you've set this up here.
Yeah.
This has that facility,
yeah,
where to get these people, to get the business owners and say, let's set aside our competition. There shouldn't be competition in Clan Dailo business. There shouldn't be. There should be support.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, I just think there's, and maybe again, you people who are running those businesses may have a different perspective. I suppose when I see it from being a customer of most of a lot of those, that yes, the charm is that everybody's slightly different. It's, I suppose, the question that I would think they should be asking themselves is how do we really maximise that difference?
Yes.
And a lot of the time is actually by talking to other people. So again, if you want to buy some clothes, where do you go to in Clan Dailo? Well, there's four or five places you can buy some clothes. Well, I'm not sure that they ever get together to say, well, let's have a day where we're offering something slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So you get people come around and then come around to all the clothes shops,
because
that's what they come to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... I've never been in retail, and I've never, other than I suppose working in a shop when I was a student. But I don't understand what those extra pressures are around that, because I don't know what their products cost. I don't know what it costs to staff the place and that. I'm sure there's a complicated picture to that. But if it's similar to those network events we've had here, they may be sharing some. The same frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in retail and done a lot of work there with coaching, and it is a pretty cutthroat industry.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
No.
Because I do know, independents like you in Clan Dailo that do insist on working and supporting each other.
Yeah.
And so effectively, if there's four people providing, clothes, selling clothes, then how do they all support each other individually at different times to promote each other's business opportunities? And, it really does work well.
Yeah.
Coming back here, where do you... So look at the other co-working space. Where do you see this going for you?
Well, I suppose, there's that... this room that we're in at the moment has got 10 desks.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, 10 people can work here all the time. Most of the time up till now, we've probably get about two or three people in each day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lovely environment for people to work in. They probably go and get too much disruption. Were that 10 people working in here, there'd probably be a different vibe. Perhaps there would be more ideas being shared. So that's the sort of the individual desk working environment. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, the room we can reconfigure the room, and we've had 22 people in here in a meeting, business related, and also then we allow local sports clubs and that, so a couple of those that we've been involved in, when they're having their a meeting in the evening,
mm-hmm,
they come in here and we let them, at the moment we're letting them use that for nothing, but because we've got video conferencing facilities, there are people that can't make the meeting, but because they're away with work, they're able to come in on a virtual meeting. So we you know, see, it's multi-use, you know, that, yeah. So it's got that element for the community to get together. You can actually get business done with 20 people in the room if you want to, or less, yeah. And a smaller room for smaller type meetings as well. So, sorry, that's not a very clear answer.
Actually, no, it's perfect. You think, let's push it out there, is that, you know, all you business people in Llandeilo, you have a space here. This isn't about just coming here and tapping the keys all day. It's about coming here and meeting other business owners.
Yeah.
You know, if there's 10 people in here, you're going to get a buzz. Yeah. There's going to be conversations. You will be able to eardrop onto other people's conversations, but also get ideas. We're all in a trusted room here. We're all in a trusted environment where you can speak. Yeah. You can talk about business. You know, I've sat in some of the most, I'd say, powerful mastermind opportunities, business mastermind, with individuals that run businesses that purposely put themselves in these kind of environments where they can hold conversations, hear conversations, share conversations, and effectively be on the sideline of conversations that enhance their own way of thinking into their business.
Yeah.
You know, that is a modern approach to, you know, running a business now.
Yes.
Not being that isolated person that sits day in, day out, wondering what to do next or how you can beat your competition next. There's no competition in business, really. There isn't, because there is enough to go around for everybody.
Yeah.
For sure. So if you run your business as a competition, you're actually running your business from doubt.
Yeah.
And being loyal to that doubt, assuming that somebody else is doing better, when effectively they're not. Everybody's just a different shape in business.
Yeah.
Which is effectively, you know, what you've done here compared to other co-working space, I'm going to say that you've really set a different personality of environment here, where you've done it where people are effectively sitting with each other.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you can come here, as you say, and tap at your keys all day, but I wouldn't say that should be a priority. Coming here, your priority is to be in amongst other business owners, because Llandeilo is a small village.
Mm.
You need to be able to be in an environment where you can speak to the other business owners and not just run it day by day on your own.
Yeah.
Just a thought, you know. But
yeah, no, and I think what you sort of said there about, you know, the competition's quite interesting from, I suppose, from our perspective. Because, okay, there's no other formal co-working space in this town. There is the Herrengurt around the corner there, where they've refurbished the old Shire Hall, and there's office space upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate enough to have a look at that, but that is larger meeting rooms in that more sort of clinical professional environment, which really suits certain business functions. And then, of course, we've got the old market hall opening up, where again there's going to be office space. So people have asked us to say, gosh, why are you doing that when there's all this competition about all these new offices coming in? And actually, it's not something that's ever really worried us, because we run it differently.
Yeah.
You know that, and that's why, you know, is it a compliment? Some people said, oh, it's like going to Mark and Kath's house to work. but, you know, which I thought, well maybe we quite want to go down that route. But it is a nice, you know, we just think, yes, it's a nice place to work. And it's sort of, yes, and there is this bit of sort of picking your bag up and your laptop and going somewhere else to work. And that's the sort of the USP that we were sort of trying to aim for. If people want a great big room and want, you know, and want this sort of clinical environment, this isn't the place.
Yep.
Then they need to go somewhere else. So that's not the real competition. I think the real competition for us is actually, you know, actually who, what are we competing with? We're competing with someone's kitchen table to work on, or we're competing with the nice desk that their company bought them and the chair and all of that, and the company expects them to work from there some of the time and in the office some of the time.
Yeah.
So we're trying to muscle in on that to find a different day. So that's what I probably see as our competition, is actually is dragging people out from their current working environment and just them seeing the benefit of it.
And I love that, because, you know, although you put in this competition, what you're offering, though, is a space for people to come and meet.
Yeah.
That's where we are. And we, listeners, we're going to jump into a quick commercial. So we're going to do a quick 90 seconds, and we're going to be back, of course, with the lovely Mark Bleasdale. I want to get that right, because it's not a name I've said before. With Mark Bleasdale, and we're going to deep dive again into this wonderful man's business concept.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and of course we are back in, of course, with the lovely Mark Bleasdale at Warriors Space to Work in Llandeilo, Bank Street?
Bank Buildings.
Bank Buildings, man, yeah. Do you know, I was never good at streets when I was a kid. It's like, you know, you're in school and they take you to hospital and stuff because you've injured yourself. Where do you live? Loads of that went on. Do you know, just something didn't resonate with me. But, you know, here's the thing is that you could have retired and had an easy life. When I say retired, you could have had life promotion and had an easy life. But you decided, one, to create this whole environment, this co-working space, plus you do massage.
Yes, yes.
Now let's just talk about that. So police office, no, chief. There was a chief there, wasn't there?
There was a chief inspector. So chief. It's a middle ranking officer. Yes.
But there's a chief for you. So the chief inspector... And then, so you swapped that, oh no, you finished that, you did that, yeah. And then you know, so is it massage, what, recovery? I don't understand the massage thing.
No, well, if you just wind the clock back a bit, one of my interests has been running for many years. I became a coach in running fitness with a local running club. I was getting a few aches and pains from running, and in fact it was Kath recommended someone to go for sports massage with, and I went there. She sort of fixed the problems I had, but I, you know, over the next sort of 6 to 9 months I was sort of having to go back. Mm-hmm. And I realised she was quite busy, and I was then about 2 years away from retiring and thinking I'll need a part-time job when I retired from the police service. So, and it was Sharon who had suggested it. Well, think about, have you thought about training? So that's how that started. So I trained while I was still a police officer. And I find the sort of the running fitness and the sports massage.
Yeah.
Because sports massage is now sort of, it's trying to move itself into more of a sort of a pain therapy world.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually you're dealing with, and helping people through soft tissue pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then also there's an element of education about how to stop it happening again,
mm-hmm.
which is in the form of sort of some exercises, some rehabilitation. We might refer someone off to something else.
Yeah.
So that's really how that came about. And going back to the sort of the story of this building, that was part of the idea of getting this place, was there was a room there that was suitable to do sports massage therapy from. So I've got the room has been set up for massage therapy. And then we've also managed to attract in then three other therapists who work here and advertise from here as well. So
wow, that's like a double whammy. So we've not just got the course bit. So tell me about the massage, the sports massage. So how do we get hold of you?
Well, I've got the best way is to try and book you through this place here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my hand in the air. I'm not brilliant with my own advertising. Up till now, a lot of it has been word of mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what we're looking to do actually is to brand downstairs as bank therapies.
Yeah.
So depending on what particular issue you've got, we can point you in the right direction.
Wow.
Because the other therapists we've got an experienced massage therapist. She's here for a couple of days a week.
Mm-hmm.
She does a broad range of therapies. A lot of which are relaxing type massages.
Yeah.
We've also got a reflexologist who comes in generally on a Saturday, and then also a chiropractor as well. So longer term, I'd like to see that as being almost really, if you're not quite sure what you need, we'll point you in the right direction, and then you'll have some sort of therapy from a massage point of view that makes you feel better and wants you to come back again.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean there's such a contrast from chief
yeah.
to in the police force to sports massage. I think look, watch out for listeners, because I'm gonna pull these guys and see if I can get an interview and talk about that because Llandeilo needs to know about all this. I mean,
yes.
I love it. Let me just put this out there also. So we are at Llandeilo and we're at Space to Work, and here it is, this Email is reception@spacetowork.wales and the space two as in the number two work. Facebook is space to work and Instagram is @spacework_landilaw. And do jump in there because you know it's a beautiful place to come and work. I really enjoy my time here, and I want to say also for those who are worried about expenses and coming to a co-working space, what I say this is more affordable to be here. I paid for I think 10 days at a time, and you know, absolutely affordable. Trust me, it is. It's that's what I love about here. You know, it's a hell of a lot less than I've paid for other co-working space. Yeah. I want to pull that out there. And so do think about, you know, if you're part of the Llandeilo business community, please get here, support, not just support the business, but come here and meet other business owners in Llandeilo. There's going to be, you know, moving forward, there's going to be a lot of emphasis put on getting the Llandeilo business people here, and let's start brainstorming and getting a way of not just supporting each other, but getting the wider community to support the businesses and help bring in, you know, the surrounding area of trade and further abuse. You know, Llandeilo is an attractive area to come to visit, you know, whether you're a couple of days driving through and then stopping. It's a beautiful place to be. And I think that this place here is the hub of how we make that business successful in this village for sure. Absolutely. And you know, you're a man, you've come through the ranks, you know what it is, you know, you're a beautiful organizer, you work with businesses yourself as a business strategist, coach, consultant, whatever you want to fit it into. But we've had conversations, and you have you're a very astute business person. You know, you haven't just come here and designed this place. You are very knowledgeable yourself when it comes to business.
I wouldn't say I'm an astute business person. I'd say what my background has given me.
Negative.
No, it's just okay. It may have business benefits, but is being able to deal with people, and that's what the police service gives you in free training over your career is being able to work with people, and that is sometimes. And because everybody's different, you have to work with everybody in a slightly different way.
Well done for jumping in, but I'm not going to let you rub that comment out and them kudos, because here's the thing, business is about people.
Yes.
And you know what, running a business is easy, it's running yourself is what's hard. Yeah. And effectively, you know how to do that. Yeah. And I've met your beautiful wife also, Catherine, you know, she's here, and she, again, a big part of the furniture, a big part of what goes on here. And I say, listeners, you know, again, Llandeilo is where we are, Space to Work is where we are today, with, of course, Mark Bleasdale and your wife Jenny is here also, and your daughter, does she come here also?
She works here when she can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic, guys. It's been really good just to sort of dig into the veins of why you did this, what this is about, and what it's offering out to Llandeilo and the business people of Llandeilo also. You know, again, reach out. You just pop in, you'll find Mark here always. You're always back and forth, absolutely. It is beautiful. And listeners, till this time next week, we're going to be, you know, diving in over the next couple of weeks with local people, local businesses, and really what real business is about. And Mark, thank you ever so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been fab. It's been fab. Until this time next week, listeners, you have an amazing week, and I will catch up with you soon. And bye for now, and boom! Emotion.